views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Welcome to the hit show, Heart Center Talk Radio, with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com. During this hit show, David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to light bearers. He invites you to engage him in discussing how these living messages and living revelations are relevant to your personal spiritual quests. Get a refreshing perspective on life and meet some of the beautiful people who embody change and inspire hope. Join our sacred circle of oneness and call 1-800-930-2819 to share. Now here is your host, David Christopher Lewis.
Welcome, everyone. I'm David Christopher Lewis, and you are listening to Heart Center Talk Radio on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. And I'm coming to you from Livingston, Montana, South Central, beautiful Big Sky country. Enjoy this hour with me today as we experience something new, something heart-centered, something divine. We will explore the Ascended Master's leading edge communications, which I am privileged to receive directly from the source of divine inspiration, from my higher self to yours, and always through the heart. Today our topic is permaculture, which is permanent agriculture, and how we can co-create a beautiful new world through this divine technology that is born of spirit and naturally expressive through the world that we see around us in nature. You know, I believe that nature is God's Bible. And if we simply are still and observe, are careful to be in that sacred space of silence, where we can feel the impulses that are always around us, flowing in the atmosphere and flowing within us, that we will, by our own inner nature and the sensitivity that we can glean and that we can truly master, have access to the most amazing, deep universal truths. And permaculture is a way for us to both invest ourselves in the present moment and in our future by consciously working with nature to co-create these sacred spaces around us. I first heard this term in about 2007 or 2008, and I was married to my beloved Mona in 2008, and when she first heard this term, it sparked something within her, and she has gone on to receive a couple certifications in permaculture through two different organizations. And together here, just outside of Livingston, we are creating a demonstration site on our 5.78 acre property whereby people can come and see how, when you are aware of the principles and values that permaculture exhibits and accentuates, you too can, no matter what amount of land you have, or even if you don't have any property or acreage, even within an apartment, you can work with the elemental spirits, the natural order around you, to be more fruitful, to enjoy the plants, to work with the plants, and to truly make your life brighter, more luminous, and I believe you enter into this space of happiness and inner joy. So permaculture was coined by a gentleman from Australia, and he brought forth wonderful teachings by his own observation of the natural order. We've seen something called monoculture around us, especially in the United States. And now we know that it doesn't really work for the future because we are robbing the earth of the organic material, the matter that is essential for proper plant growth, for the humus to be rich and loamy and full of the natural organic minerals and the vital essences that bring forth abundant and rich and actually tasty vegetables and fruits and nuts and grains. Permaculture is a way to restore the natural order and to work with nature so that things become easier. We actually plant trees in certain areas. We plant plants around those trees in what we call guilds so that we have for our own future living and vital plants that we can partake of, eat and digest, that bring us greater awareness, consciousness, and vitality. Many, many people now throughout the world have investigated this new and yet very old subject, and people are gardening probably more now than ever throughout the world and growing their own organic food, nuts, seeds, grains, fruits, vegetables, herbs, flowering plants. And we see people really excited about this to the point where it's really become a movement. There is concern right now about GMOs, genetically modified organisms. Well, what better way to get a handle on this subject than to simply grow our own food and move toward that point where all that we take in, all that we consume is really grown in our own backyard, in the soil that we are consciously aware of. We've interacted with it. We've helped nature to co-create a rich and abundant soil. When I read 9 books in what's called the Ringing Cedars series about this Russian mystic named Anastasia, who lives in the taiga of Siberia, the forested area of northern Russia, and of what she did and of what she is continuing to do to bring forth an awareness of the importance of gardening, I was truly moved to begin to invest more of my own energies on a regular basis in gardening and growing my own food with my wife. And one of the interesting components of what Anastasia shared early in the book, the first book, was to take organic seeds, preferably heirloom seeds, and to place them in your mouth and let the saliva interact with the seed under your tongue for 9 minutes. And then you plant those seeds consciously in the earth. And what happens is that your own DNA through your saliva is magically embedded within the seed consciousness. And then that plant bears fruit with elements that are drawn forth from that interaction between you through your saliva and the intelligence within the seed, so that that plant has for you the specifics of the elements, the vitamins, the minerals that you require as an individual spirit. And it's an amazing concept that I had never heard before anywhere. So my wife and I have practiced this, and there's a whole science behind that itself. And we have found that we love the plants and that the consciousness of the plants is there right in our own environment communicating with us. because I believe that all plants are actually conscious beings, just as we are, just as animals are. And science is telling us now that plants have auras, they have an energy field. When we love them, when we speak with them, when we appreciate and show gratitude toward them, they respond, they put out frequencies and embed within their own structure those elements that will assist us in our own spiritual path. There is much more teaching in these Ringing Cedars series of books about the kin domain, the space of love, which means the kin domain is the environment in which you live, your family lives, and all the generations that come after you, that you are preparing for by your conscious living, by putting into the environment your awareness of light, love, conscious presence. So, stay with us. I am David Christopher Lewis. This is Heart Center Talk Radio on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. And we are coming to you live from Livingston, Montana, a city in south central Montana where Edgar Cayce said that there would be the breadbasket to the world. I believe that that breadbasket is a spiritual breadbasket, and that some of the teachings that we are presenting here through this great opportunity of Heart Center Talk Radio will bring awareness and presence to millions across the earth, that we will provide and will continue to share free of charge through these broadcasts understandings that will enlighten you and bring you to a greater awareness of who you are, your own inner talents, gifts, the resources of the spirit that you are privileged to bring to this earth, and that together we can co-create a more sublime, a more beautiful, a more radiant planet for our forebears, for our for our children, seven generations to come. And permaculture is one of these very important topics, subjects that we will continue to discuss after the intermission. So stay tuned. Again, I'm David Christopher Lewis with Heart Center Talk Radio. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to lightbearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Do you want to enjoy your salad dressing without the guilt of calories, processed ingredients, salt, and carbohydrates? Galios miso dressings are created in a certified organic plant with all natural organic ingredients. Choose from six delicious flavors. Order your dressings online now and get free shipping. Mention Dr. Pat and you will get an additional 10% discount. Visit www.galioscafe.com. That's GALEOS cafe.com.
Experience this summer solstice under the Montana big sky with campfires and hikes and the Heart Center's Conference for Soul Devotion with the Divine Mothers East and West. Come in person for a rare initiation by a divine being from Sirius. The four Hindu goddesses and Kuan Yin, Venus, Mother Mary, and other divine feminine beings will bring blessings, miracles, clearances, and soul comfort. June 18th through the 22nd in Livingston, Montana, or online. Registration details at davidclewisconference.org.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew @AndrewTweetGeo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at YoAndrewNTS.
Tune in to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman, the hottest psychic with the warmest heart, every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time and 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. With passion and a sense of humor, he delivers spiritual and motivational messages for both individuals and groups of people and is internationally known for his amazing psychic abilities. Don't forget to call in at 800-930-2819 for live on-air readings and visit Artie at artiehoffman.com.
The Read of a Lifetime, Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis, overflows with new vital revelations to enlighten your mind and transform your world. Learn to supercharge your aura with rainbow-colored radiance and magnetize your heart's highest desires. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura, it will change how you see yourself. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis. Order it today at davidclewisbook.org.
So we are back. You're listening to Heart Center Talk Radio. I'm David Christopher Lewis, and we're speaking about permaculture today. The core tenets of permaculture are care for the earth, care for the people, and the return of surplus to the earth and within the system. So when we care for the earth, there is a provision for all life systems to continue and multiply. This is really the first principle, because without a healthy earth, we as human beings cannot truly flourish. Care for the people is the second tenet of permaculture. We provide for people so that they can access all of the resources necessary for our existence. And then by reinvesting the surplus back into the system, we provide for the continuation of the first two ethics or core tenets of permaculture. This includes returning of waste back into the system to recycle into a greater usefulness for all. Now, permaculture design emphasizes the patterns within the landscape, the function and species that are involved in our environment. It determines where these elements should be placed so that they can provide the maximum benefit to our local environment. Regular agriculture, unfortunately, does not always take into account the entire living ecosystem around us. It may be primarily focused on growing certain crops, and of course those crops take from the earth certain substances, and in some cases robbing the earth. And unless you are very conscious, you can create an imbalance in the system. Some say that permaculture is kind of a branch of ecological design, ecological engineering, environmental design and construction, which uses an integrated water resources management approach. And all in all, it is about developing a sustainable architecture with nature so that these systems are self-regenerative, self-maintaining, and we have a habitat and a natural order that allows for everything to proceed wonderfully, almost magically. Nature does its own thing in spite of man. And it's been doing it for millions of years in a wonderful way, and sometimes we interfere with the natural cycles. You know, I mentioned the guy who first coined the term permaculture, and that was Bill Mollison, along with David Holmgren in 1978. And they kind of took the words permanent agriculture and linked them together to say permaculture. So they developed a whole understanding of how this really works within society as a whole. All in all, it's a philosophy of working with rather than against nature. It's a protracted and thoughtful observation rather than a protracted and thoughtless labor approach to nature. It's looking at plants and animals and all of their functions rather than treating any area as a single product or a single system. So that was almost a word-for-word quote from Bill Mollison. Now, many people wonder what the difference is between permaculture and, let's say, organic gardening. How are their approaches similar and what are the distinctions? Many organic gardeners, very wonderful people, may not fully understand all of the systems and the concepts of permaculture. They may be planting annual crops year after year, which is wonderful because they obviously can receive the fruits of their labors. Yet in permaculture, you plan for the long term and you plant trees and plants and certain design matrices to take advantage of their natural dispositions one toward another and how they interact with each other, support one another. And there's an amazing alchemy that occurs by understanding the consciousness of the plants within certain what we call guilds, where, let's say, for instance, certain plants desire shade more than direct sunlight. So, of course, you can actually plant them under or near trees. Now, normally, in organic gardening, you don't always do this. You have straight rows and lanes, almost, as it were, or raised beds that are often very straight. Well, in permaculture, you look at the system as a totality, and there's a lot more fluidity, kind of a natural grace, and the way that nature works, where things are not in straight rows. And when you talk to the plants and understand the dynamics of what they require, the type of soil they require, the nutrients, the specific types of, let's say, natural green fertilizers or the different types of wood chips that can be appropriate and helpful for their growth and environment, then you develop a long-term system that allows you to spend more time in design and initial planting, and then you reap the harvest of the fruits of your labors over the long term. We've even found that when you allow certain seeds to go or plants to go to full seed, that they reseed themselves and then they start popping up the next year, and you don't even have to replant them. And this is true in our own permaculture property, in our gardens, and in the what we call hugel culture beds that we have throughout our property. What is hugel culture? Well, it's a kind of a raised bed concept, but what you do is you place branches and organic matter that's very woody down, and then you put soil and other nutrients over the top of that, and gradually those tree branches break down. And because they have already developed, they have the internal components of what the soil requires to assist the plants in growing. We have some hugel culture beds right outside our front door, and the plants were amazingly luxuriant and rich, and they grew faster than any plants I've ever seen in any garden I've ever had. They're truly amazing. So hugel culture, I believe, is a term that an amazing individual named Sepp Holzer coined and developed, and he lives in Austria in Europe, and he is probably one of the first and the foremost individuals on the earth who have developed in a very practical way a modern application of the permaculture concepts in a very systematic methodology. And I encourage you to Google Sepp Hölzer, Sepp Hölzer. He's been doing amazing things since the 1960s on sides of mountains in the Alps, and where he was able to work with the plants, he's created this luxuriant environment where normally you wouldn't have a lot of plant growth on the side of hills and mountains. He works with an understanding of how to capture water and work with what's called swales, which is a very important permaculture concept, where you work with the natural altitude of the soil around you, because not everything is always flat, and you capture that rainwater in these little kind of almost like burrows where it seeps into the earth and it provides moisture for a longer term for plant growth. So there are many other amazing concepts which you can learn about when you study permaculture, and there are many YouTubes now online on available free for everyone where you can learn so much from people who are actually in a very practical way applying these principles. One of my favorites is of a gentleman in the Seattle area who Mona and I visited, who is almost disabled. He was affected by Agent Orange in the Vietnam War and came back and could hardly walk. Yet he's created the most rich garden area that I've ever seen through the use of wood chips. And his gardens were phenomenal. His apple trees were unbelievably luxuriant and rich in fruits. And the apples themselves had so much water in them that we could hardly believe it. You bit into the apples and they were just almost seemed like 50% water. And yet the taste was amazing. He actually shared with us that the plants that normally are bitter are not bitter at all when they have the right nutrients in the soil. And so we tasted some of these plants, even the parsley and some of the other seemingly bitter herbs and plants, and they were not bitter. And he attributes this, of course, to the divine, to God and all of God's great wisdom, that if we work with nature and talk to the elemental spirits that inhabit the earth, we can learn so much, and we can apply even new things that we learn as we investigate the eternal truths within the natural order. So I'm David Christopher Lewis. You're listening to Heart Center Talk Radio. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to lightbearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope, and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Do you want to enjoy your salad dressing without the guilt of calories, processed ingredients, salt, and carbohydrates? Galios miso dressings are created in a certified organic plant with all natural organic ingredients. Choose from 6 delicious flavors. Order your dressings online now and get free shipping. Mention Dr. Pat and you will get an additional 10% discount. Visit www.galeoscafe.com. That's GALEOSCafe.com.
Experience this summer solstice under the Montana big sky with campfires and hikes and the Heart Center's Conference for Soul Devotion with the Divine Mothers East and West. Come in person for a rare initiation by a divine being from Sirius, the 4 Hindu goddesses, and Kuan Yin, Venus, Mother Mary, and other divine feminine beings will bring blessings, miracles, clearances, and soul comfort. June 18th through the 22nd in Livingston, Montana, or online, Registration details at davidclewisconference.org.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News talk show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at YoAndrewNTS.
Tune in to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman, the hottest psychic with the warmest heart, every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time and 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. With passion and a sense of humor, he delivers spiritual and motivational messages for both individuals and groups of people and is internationally known for his amazing psychic abilities. Don't forget to call in at 800-930-2819 for live on-air readings and visit Artie at ArtieHoffman.com.
The Read of a Lifetime, Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis, overflows with new vital revelations to enlighten your mind and transform your world. Learn to supercharge your aura with rainbow-colored radiance and magnetize your heart's highest desires. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura, it will change how you see yourself. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis. Order it today at davidclewisbook.org.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm David Christopher Lewis with Heart Center Talk Radio. We're talking about permaculture or permanent agriculture, a topic that you're going to hear a lot more about in coming days, months, and years, something which many thousands and millions more people will be involved in because, frankly, with GMOs, genetically modified organisms, and all the hysteria, which I don't think is actually hysteria, it's concern about what's going on with Monsanto and other companies, it's incumbent upon all of us to consider growing our own fresh, organic, live foods. So in the earlier segment, I mentioned this amazing individual near the Seattle area. His name is Paul Gauchi, Gauchi. And there's a wonderful YouTube video called Back to Eden. So Google it, watch it, be inspired, and be motivated to get out into nature, in your own backyard, work with the landscape, work with the soil, and discover nature's secrets. Also, there's a concept in permaculture that I love. It's called the food forest. And what is that? Well, it's working with nature to create right around you, instead of a lawn of just green grass, which is fun to play on, you know, do certain sports, croquet, toss a ball with your kids, maybe play baseball, etc. It's having a garden. And maybe you can have both. Maybe your front yard, you have a lawn, and your backyard, you have an amazing garden. Or if you choose, you can have a garden everywhere. And this garden, this food forest, provides you live, nutrient-rich food. Anybody can do it, and it's not that difficult. We've learned how to mulch properly using the lasagna approach. And what we did was, you don't have to necessarily even dig up the grass. You put heavy-duty cardboard over the grass. Then you put nutrient-rich things like manure or compost on the top of that. Then you can put grass clippings or straw on top of that, and then you repeat the process. You could even have your kitchen scraps that you compost in a little pail or a bucket in your kitchen, and then you spread them out. You can have a compost pile, but you can actually just compost your stuff right in and among the soil if you do it properly. So by preparing the soil and returning it to kind of its natural state, it's amazing what will transpire. I had a property that when I married Mona a little over 6 years ago, we created a food forest right in our backyard. And within 2 years, it was amazing to see the rich soil, how many earthworms there were in that soil. And it was just phenomenal. We had all kinds of berries and wonderful organic plants that we could just go out and pick in the morning, put in our green shake in the morning, and we feasted on this food forest that we consciously created. So, Back to Eden is a book that I remember reading, investigating back in the mid-1970s by Jethro Kloss. This video, of course, is a little different, Back to Eden as a gardening methodology. Yet they're both based on the concept that we can return the earth to its Edenic state of purity, harmony, beingness, and it's really about our consciousness. When we shift in our own awareness to realize that we don't just have to go to the supermarket to buy everything, we can grow our own food. It liberates us to be more proactively involved in what we put into our mouths. You know, we are what we eat. And if we choose to increase our own productivity at all levels, we can also choose to put into our mouths and to assimilate the most nutrient-laden foods that we can. Unfortunately, in today's world, especially in the non-organic type of gardening and farming, many of the foods are picked well ahead of their time of ripeness. They're treated with all kinds of colors and chemicals that help them have a greater shelf life. There's nothing like going out into your own garden, picking a ripe tomato, ripe beans, ripe peas, beets right out of the ground, carrots, squash, you name it, and preparing conscious meals that are amazingly wonderful in the taste of these fresh fruits, vegetables. And when you do this and begin the process, you will change. You will change your consciousness, and it will be amazing. Now, earlier I mentioned the elemental or nature spirits. How can we assist them? First of all, you have to believe they exist. And I, of course, believe they exist because I've communicated with them consciously. You know, the birds are amazing. The worms are very conscious. They do a lot of work underneath the soil. And there are invisible, to our eyes at least, nature spirits who are amazing in what they do for us on a daily basis to prepare an environment upon earth that we can live in to fulfill our purpose upon this earth. When we are first aware of these elemental spirits, when we attempt to communicate with them consciously and listen to their wisdom, their understanding, their knowledge, we will do things that honor who they are and the natural order in which they live. And we then, in turn, will be able to prepare that Edenic experience again for our families, our communities, and inspire others to do likewise. We look around and see the problems in our society, and many people wonder how we can change the world. How can we get rid of wars, violence, race problems between peoples? I feel deep in my heart that by returning to a natural way of living and investing ourselves at least part of the time in growing something, even in our kitchens or in our living room, potted plants if necessary, that we can enter into that harmonic spirit of peace, tranquility, silence, stillness, and beingness. that will effuse through our own hearts and consciousness, our auras, our auric fields, an awareness that will help the earth, help people everywhere, because we are all connected. We've heard this adage, you know, be the change that you desire to see in the world. Well, I believe permaculture is one of those things that we can understand and engage in that actually does, on a very grand scale, help all people of all nations to emerge from kind of an age of darkness and ignorance to an age of enlightenment and freedom. The native peoples of many nations understood that you had to make decisions based on the effects of those decisions upon seven generations. You know, if we do this, we won't pollute the earth. We won't destroy or rape the earth and take resources without giving something back. You know, if we have to cut down a tree for its byproducts, which I'm not saying we shouldn't do, we all benefit from paper products and products that come from trees. We should at least plant trees, maybe two or three for every tree we cut down, because it takes a while for those trees to develop. And then we will be giving back to future generations. I think the native peoples were very understanding of these dynamics. They were very careful and considerate in their decisions. And they did not take more than they required. They always returned to Mother Earth what Mother Earth required for her ongoing sustainability. Now, how does permaculture affect animals, nature critters, and even pets? I believe that all animals are affected by our awareness. And when we begin to show gentility, understanding, and respect for them as individual spirits, as co-creators of this world that we see around us, that they will in turn do amazing things for us. We've heard stories about animals that save humans because they are very aware, they are very conscious. And who's to say, through an understanding of the butterfly effect, that the vibrations that we put out, the emanations that we are constantly streaming forth through our own thought processes, our feelings, our emotions, our ideations, our visualizations, are not affecting all life. I think they do affect everything around us, and especially what's in our immediate environment. So love your pets, love the animals, talk to them, listen to them, listen to the birds, try to discern what they are communicating. Nature will teach you a lot. You have to be observant. At times you have to be still. Enter into a type of great silence where you can actually both listen and understand nature's secrets. So I'm David Christopher Lewis, Heart Center Talk Radio, and we'll take our final little intermission here and be back in just a couple minutes.
Experience this summer solstice under the Montana big sky with campfires and hikes and the Heart Center's Conference for Soul Devotion with the Divine Mothers East and West. Come in person for a rare initiation by a divine being from Sirius. The four Hindu goddesses and Kuan Yin, Venus, Mother Mary, and other divine feminine beings will bring blessings, miracles, clearances, and soul comfort. June 18th through the 22nd in Livingston, Montana, or online. Registration details at davidclewisconference.org.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella. one of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Starella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Starella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Starella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Hi, everyone. We're back now in our final segment for today. On Heart Center Talk Radio, I'm David Christopher Lewis, and we're talking about permaculture. Earlier, I mentioned the term guild, and a guild is any group of species where each provides a unique set of diverse functions that work in conjunction or harmony. Guilds are groups of plants, animals, insects that work very well together. Some plants can be grown for food production solely. Others can have many and multiple uses. Some have tap roots that draw nutrients up from deep in the soil. Some are nitrogen-fixing legumes. And others even attract wonderful beneficial insects. Others repel harmful insects. So when grouped together in a mutually beneficial arrangement, all these plants together form what we call a guild. There's another concept in permaculture about zones, and zones are a way of intelligently organizing design elements in an environment on the basis of the frequency of human use and plant or animal needs. Often, the manipulated or harvested elements of the design are located close to the house in what we call zones 1 and 2. So zone 0 is actually the house or the home center. Zone 1 is the zone nearest to the home, the location of those elements in the system that require a lot of attention, that have to be visited a lot, such as salad crops, herbs, soft fruit-like strawberries, raspberries, maybe a greenhouse and cold frames, propagation areas, even a worm compost bin for kitchen waste. Often raised beds are in what we call zone 1 in urban areas. Zone 2 is the area that we use for siting perennial plants that require less frequent maintenance, such as occasional weed control, pruning, etc. This would be a good area for, beehives, larger scale composting bins. Zone 3 is where the main crops are grown, both for our domestic use and for maybe commercial purposes. After we establish the plants in these areas, we have to care and maintain them fairly minimally. And we often use mulches to assist in this. And watering and weed control often can be maybe just once a week rather than, you know, almost on a daily basis. Zone 4 is further out and away from the home. It's kind of a semi-wild area. And often this area is used for forage, maybe collecting wild food. And in some cases, if you have enough acreage, and timber production and even firewood. Zone 5 is what we would call the wilderness area. There's very little human intervention, and apart from just observation and maybe walks and things like that nature, it's there to build up the soil, the natural reserve of bacteria, molds, and insects that can actually aid the other zones, and zones 0 through 4. So these are great concepts to consider when you're designing your own permaculture environment. Now, there's a concept called microclimates, and Mona and I are creating a microclimate right on our own property. We've had a pond dug, and we've taken the soil that was where the pond is now and layered it up in this natural kind of a boomerang-shaped berm. And it allows there to be more space, more actual footage to grow crops on because you're going up and then down this berm. And the pond has water, which actually yields great moisture for the plants right around it, and that moisture often seeps up into the area right around the pond and assists those plants. And it's a great concept, and this is something that Zep Holzer really has demonstrated on a grand scale, where he's brought water and moisture back into the environment where there was basically almost like a desert or very little water. And he's created these amazing microclimates. And in one sense, these microclimates defy the climate limitations that normally you would see in certain areas that may be very dry. And you can have luxurious areas if you plan appropriately and use the permaculture techniques and principles that Zep and others have very wonderfully elucidated in their books and through their teaching courses and design schools, etc. So, does permaculture take a lot of time and money? Well, it all depends on how invested you are and what you desire to do for the long-term sustainability of your environment. You can simply have stuff right in your home, in your kitchen, in your living room. You can grow sprouts. You can have potted plants that actually produce food for you. You can have something on your doorstep outside. You can take advantage of natural sunlight and moisture. You can plant your own foods just about anywhere, if you understand the dynamics and the type of soil that's required, the amount of moisture, the amount of sunlight. How can I build a kitchen garden, maybe even a natural pharmacy right on my doorstep? Well, this is something you can investigate through YouTubes, and maybe you desire to take a permaculture course. There are many permaculture organizations, nonprofits that exist now, that have educational programs, and I encourage you to check them out. Maybe one in your area, some may even be online. Is this something that you can actually make a lot of money at? Well, you know, we don't do things just for the money. We do it because it's the right thing to do, and we know by eating foods that we have grown that are live, that are organic, that are natural, that we become more conscious. And so I'm still, and Mona and I are still investigating and experimenting and doing more because this is kind of a new thing for us. So I can't give a definitive answer to this. I will say, however, that over the long term, using these principles will help the earth and therefore save money, save our culture, and bring forth, again, a more Garden of Eden type environment throughout the earth. So you can investigate more through links that we have on heartcenter.org and also heartcentertalkradio.org. You can read about Anastasia and the Ringing Cedars books, which we have available in our online bookstore at heartcenter.org. And you can receive our newsletter, our free regular newsletter, by going on to heartcentertalkradio.org and clicking on the link and following up. You can receive a free ebook on the violet laser light. Very interesting subject. And next week, on June 18th, during our Summer Solstice Conference here in Livingston, Montana, I will be very privileged to interview and speak with some wonderful folks from the Ideal Society in British Columbia who have been recognized even by the United Nations through the very special mission that they have of bringing awareness to the earth of amazing concepts and principles and values. And I've been privileged to visit their community in British Columbia. It's beautiful, and I look forward to being with them and being with you next week. Same time, same station, Heart Center Talk Radio. I'm David Christopher Lewis. Thank you for being with us. Take care. Have an awesome day.
You've been listening to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis. Tune into this hit show every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com as David shares received messages from the angels, masters, and divine beings and touches on progressive revelations for today on diverse topics including divine science, advanced alchemy, cosmic solar awareness, the new blue wave, abundance and healing. Get a refreshing perspective on life and meet some of the beautiful people who embody change and inspire hope. For more information and to contact David, visit HeartCenterTalkRadio.org or call 360-894-4410. See you next week. Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to light bearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Do you want to enjoy your salad dressing without the guilt of calories, processed ingredients, salt, and carbohydrates? Galios miso dressings are created in a certified organic plant with all natural organic ingredients. Choose from 6 delicious flavors. Order your dressings online now and get free shipping. Mention Dr. Pat and you will get an additional 10% discount. Visit www.galeoscafe.com. That's GALEOSCafe.com.
Experience this summer solstice under the Montana big sky with campfires and hikes and the Heart Center's Conference for Soul Devotion with the Divine Mothers East and West. Come in person for a rare initiation by a divine being from Sirius. The 4 Hindu goddesses and Kuan Yin, Venus, Mother Mary, and other divine feminine beings will bring blessings, miracles, clearances, and soul comfort. June 18th through the 22nd in Livingston, Montana, or online. Registration details at davidclewisconference.org.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at YoAndrewNTS.